With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Government is adding classroom space in West Bay within weeks. Education Minister the Honorable Rolston Anglin says a former preschool site will be taken over as an extension of the Sir John A. Cumber Primary School campus, the largest government primary school in Cayman's fastest-growing district.
We're going to be acquiring, I think it's somewhere between 6 and 8 net new classrooms. And for any primary school in Cayman, that addition is a significant addition to be able to manage and accommodate the current and the future growth rates that we're seeing across our islands.
Minister Anglin, who's also Minister of Finance, says buying existing buildings gets classrooms online faster than building new ones under government procurement rules. He told educators at Friday's Education Professionals Welcome that more is coming.
We haven't signed a deal yet, so I'm not going to talk about it, but I can say, without fear of contradiction, that within the next 4 to 6 weeks, we're going to be making another announcement that is going to be one that is going to cause this community to be able to rightly celebrate the fact that we are paying close attention to school plan and ensuring that we are going to be able to meet the needs of our population.
Minister Anglin also confirmed the new Layman Eastcott Senior High campus on the Bluff will officially open and take students during this school year. And about 100 Caymanian job seekers are heading to the Marriott this afternoon for the National Coalition for Caymanian Administration's third recruitment drive. Employment Minister, the Honorable Michael Miles.
What we are now doing is focusing more on our unemployed people. We need to get to the source. I don't want to have recruitment drives for the sake of having recruitment drives, because then it just gets old. And then, you know, people will complain that, well, you know, I mean, I came, I have a job, but I didn't see anything that I like.
Hello to Hired is an employment initiative designed to connect Caymanian job seekers directly with employers and provide access to practical career support in one location. Mr. Miles says feedback from employers looking to hire locals is often negative.
I spoke to one grocery store who had some really good jobs. And she said, Michael, the biggest challenges that I have is that people aren't showing up. They schedule an interview. I am prepared to interview them. Then I wait for hours and folks don't show up. I call, I send emails, no one answers. Mm-hmm. But they say that they want to work. And they're forcing me now to hire an expat because I need to fill the role. Mm. This is a theme that goes across industry. And that doesn't cut across all Caymanians, but unfortunately, it leaves a black eye for all of us. Mm-hmm. So that's the major issue that we're experiencing right now with employers.
This afternoon's event will bring together job seekers, participating employers, and workforce support partners with opportunities for networking, interviews, and employment guidance. In international news, The Guardian reports Gianni Infantino has risked alienating numerous CONCACAF nations whose support he's seeking in his re-election campaign by hijacking a meeting of the Caribbean Football Union to announce FIFA-funded development projects for the region, with millions of dollars that had been delayed for months. Multiple sources attending the CFU meeting in the Dominican Republic said many of the CONCACAF members were infuriated by Infantino's behavior, particularly as he had been asked to stay away by their president. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. The British Prime Minister, Andy Burnham, has promised that Ukraine's allies will continue supporting it until the end of the war triggered by the Russian invasion. Speaking in Kiev as co-host of a gathering of Ukraine's backers held on the 35th anniversary of its independence, Mr. Burnham said Ukraine's cry for sovereignty would never be silenced. He's offering Ukraine blueprints for long-range missiles. South Korea says Washington has cancelled a joint amphibious landing drill. It said this was because of American redeployments to its Iran war. President Trump has previously spoken of scaling down exercises with Seoul because of what he called his good relationship with the North Korean leader. A Syrian court has sentenced a top Muslim cleric to life in prison, convicting him of inciting violence. Ahmad Hassoun was an ardent supporter of the former Assad regime. Zambian police have blocked access to several courts where the opposition leader, Brian Mundabile, had planned to challenge the results of the recent presidential election. They've turned away lawyers trying to reach courts in the capital and provincial cities. Reports from northeast Somalia say at least 9 armed men have been killed in a drone strike as they prepared to head out to sea. A security official said he believed it was a Turkish weapon deployed against suspected pirates. BBC News.